Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. Today, the scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Esther 8, 1 through 10, 3, Psalm 103, 1 through 5, Proverbs 21, 1, 2, and 3, and Romans 16, 1 through 27. Today, we're going to be talking about fullness only in God. Our focal passage today comes from Romans 16, verse 27, which says, "To the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, to Him be glory forever. Amen." The subject of God's knowledge must be linked to His wisdom, and it is an aspect of the divine nature that we consider now. What does the Bible mean when it describes God as wise? Wisdom is the ability to use knowledge to the best possible ends. This ability is found in the fullness only in God. God is never other than wise in everything he does. Knowledge without wisdom would be pathetic, a broken reed. Wisdom without knowledge would be inoperative and quite frightening. God's boundless knowledge and wisdom are perfect in every way. And it is this that makes Him utterly worthy of our trust. One of the great difficulties that we have in the Christian life is trusting the divine wisdom. We can recognize wisdom only when we see the end of which it is moving. Yet God often calls us to trust Him when we can't see the end He is pursuing, and when in such times we have to ask ourselves, how much do we trust Him? Before I began speaking to a group once, I asked if someone could offer a definition of God's wisdom. One person said, "God's wisdom is the ability to get us through scapes and difficulties without getting hurt." I gave the young person full remarks of attempting a definition, but I had to show him that this was not what divine wisdom is all about. The goal behind divine wisdom is not to make us happy, but to make us holy. And sometimes pursuing a goal may involve some considerable pain. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, here we are again at a road less traveled. Help us to tread this road ahead, knowing that whatever path you allow us to walk is for our good. We welcome it as a strengthening and structuring time in our lives. Help us not to run from it, but to always know that you are with us every step of the way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, look at Psalm 104, 1 through 24, Proverbs 3, 19, and Romans 11, 33, and keep these two questions in mind. Where is God's wisdom evidenced? And two, what was Paul's conclusion? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next Trail Ride.